the month of May means a special election coming up, and as we've been doing so far, we've been introducing folks to the candidate for school board. There are three seats coming up. One is unopposed, then there's two other seats. Larry Martindale is with me now, and I believe you're running for the sixth seat, correct?
Yes, I'm running for position number six.
Now, let's start with the introductory stuff. For those of you who may not know you or your past, tell a little bit about your background and your history.
Yeah, George, I have been a professional educator for 38 years, my first 10 years as a teacher, and the last 28 as an administrator. I started my career in Coos Bay and as a vice principal, and then I went to Reedsport and was there for 6 years, and then ended up here in Florence, where I was a middle school principal for 6 years and then the high school principal for seven. And so my whole career has been about kids and in education.
Now, one of the things we're noticing, I mean, we cannot deny that kids are different nowadays. They've been raised a little bit different than we were. But yet there's still a lot of similarities in the education. What do you want to see change or stay the same in the school district here with the way kids are being taught nowadays or what they're being taught? What is your philosophy on kind of how that works?
Well, first I might share with you, George, that I believe in a highly trained faculty that is able to provide the rigor and robust curricula that students need to meet the challenges of the 21st century that's coming. So I truly believe that with online schooling and opportunities online and what teachers are doing in the classroom, education definitely has changed the last few years, but I still believe the magic is with the teachers, and I'm highly supportive of what educators do in the classroom because they are the folks that are in the trenches every day working with our kids, preparing them, giving them the skills that they need to be able to move into society and be successful.
Do you feel that changes in rules and regulation regarding education, maybe from the state or from the federal government, have affected or have taken away some of teachers' effectiveness with how they're able to connect with students?
Well, I do believe when I first started in education, there was the school board had much more local control over policies and different things. And through the years, I think the state and the federal government has eaten into that, taken over more of that governance. And I would like to see that come back to local control. And with regard to curriculum and some of the things, I believe that that should be something that should be governed by the local citizens of our community.
Do you see a pathway back to that under, you know, federal guidelines and stuff? Do you see a way for that to come back to local control?
Well, I do believe that it's going to take an effort by like-minded school districts that can form consortiums that will be able to go to the state government and be able to state our cause with regard to that. And I don't think any district in and of itself can do it on their own. I believe it's going to take a consortium kind of an effort from other school districts.
From the time you were there to now, what are some of the strengths that you see there and what are some of the opportunities that you see?
Well, again, I guess the strength has been Sayula School District has had a tremendous tradition of excellence in the schools. You know, I've been very proud of this school district and the people that work in it. They are passionate, they're dedicated, they're hardworking, and Sayula School District has had a rich tradition of being a very strong school district. And as I've moved up and down the coast and to conferences and different things, Sayula School District has always been spoken of very highly. And I would say that's a rich tradition that we can build off of. But while saying that, you know, I do know that in looking at some of our test scores and some of the things that as far as our rankings in the state, and I think these rankings were done in 2019, you know, the high school is with their test scores, with the exception of reading and writing, which they're very high, they're up in the 75 to 79 percentile. The math scores were struggling, And I think that's a theme that's running all the way through from the elementary, middle school, and high school, that we really need to focus on building our math scores and getting our kids back where they need to be so that they can compete.
Did you see anything over the last year and a half with COVID and everything and the changes that had to be implemented that made you say now is the time for me to step in and maybe be a participant in the school board?
Well, COVID took everybody by surprise. I don't think anybody was prepared for that. And our district is probably not any different than any other district. They had to look at online schooling for kids and had to jump in. And that was tough for the kids and for the staff and for everybody. But for me, the kids have always been a passion. And my motivation for running for school board is that I just want to give back to the community. I want to give back to our kids. And with my leadership abilities and oversight abilities in my experience in education, I believe I have something to give to the community and to the district.
How important do you think diversity is on a school board as far as the mixture of, say, educators and lay people? Do you think that's an important factor to have different mindsets in there?
Well, George, different perspectives are always good, and different ways of looking at issues and problems and concerns is always a positive thing, because some people may have a different perspective than I may have. And let's face it, I don't have all the answers. I think we're as strong as the collective group. So diversity on the board is a good thing. I see that as a very positive thing.
There's a lot that's been going on with the school in addition to just the education aspect of it. There was an attempt to get a levy passed for a new school or for some upgrades or whatever. Where do you stand on that aspect of it? Do you think we need a new school? Do you think we need upgrades? What is your kind of position on that as we move forward?
Well, I have been listening to board meetings and the facility meetings, and I'm aware that the bond for the new high school has gone down twice now. And right now, it doesn't appear that there is community support for a new high school. But I would like to be a part of that conversation to talk about the reasons for a new school versus not having a new school at the high school. My general feeling is that if the community is not willing to support a new high school at this time, then maybe we need to look at other options. And what can we do to, for example, I really believe that vocational education needs to be a priority in this school district. And possibly looking at what we can do to develop vocational opportunities for our kids. Another thing is that I know some of the heating in the high school has been struggling for a long time. Kids going to school and they're cold. Looking at what we need to do to shore that up and maintain heat in the building. So I want to enter into that conversation and listen to people and figure out what's the best option for our kids. Right now, as I look at it, I think we could probably get by without a high school for a while, and we could probably do some things to retrofit the high school to make it better. And so that's safe, and that definitely is a high priority with me, that we have a safe school, and not only for our kids, but for our parents and for the community.
Probably from the time I graduated high school in 1978, there was a real push on, and you mentioned vocational, there was a real push on getting that college degree. And we flooded the colleges, and then people got out of college, and they're like, oh, what do I do with this now? People went for degrees to get a degree that they never used in some cases like that. You mentioned the importance of vocational. Even in a community this size, it seems like at times we're lacking for people with that kind of knowledge and structure. What would that take to reinvigorate that at the school, do you feel?
Well, I think one of the big things will be to form partnerships with our community. I'm thinking about plumbing opportunities, electrical opportunities, metal shop, construction, and we have some wonderful, fabulous, successful people in the vocational area that the schools could partnership with and develop programs where the program might start in the high school, but there'll be intern opportunities for some of our young people to go out and work in some of these fields with highly qualified professionals. And, right now, We have probably 20% of our kids going to four-year colleges. And so what about the other 80%? Some of them go into the military. Some of them go into the job force, many of them. Probably excess of 40% of those kids go into the workforce. Well, there are family wage jobs available out there for kids that are looking at a vocational opportunity. And so I think we really need to explore the opportunities for our kids in the vocational area, because there is a tremendous opportunity for young people that don't want to go to college, that want to work with their hands in the vocational area.
One last thing, what I've been getting everybody to do if they wanted to was to sort of give their elevator speech, you know, kind of real quickly. You know, why Larry Martindale? Why vote for you?
Well, I think I have the experience and background in education to be a viable candidate for this position. I think I can bring leadership and oversight and guidance to the board. I believe that I can be a team player, a person that can work with various groups of people to bring consensus and to bring a sense of organization and focus on our school district. And I also believe that I have a passion for kids, and that's really what this is all about. My motivation is I want what's best for our kids, that we can maximize learning for all of our kids and provide opportunities for them so they can go out and be able to compete in the 21st century and be successful citizens in our community.
Larry Martindale, thank you so much. Running for position 6 on the Sausal School Board. Appreciate you.
Thank you, George.
Another candidate for position 6 is Jesse Chapman. He'll be up right after this on the May edition of Our Town.